This is the Mike McFeely Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
It is another Big Iron Show here on the Mike McFeely Show on this Wednesday afternoon on the mighty 790 KFGO. And we have a big show planned, and we're expecting a phone call here, hopefully in just a minute or two, from MSNBC host Ed Schultz, formerly, I think as everybody who listens to KFGO knows, formerly of KFGO. And the reason that we wanted to have Ed on the program was because of his broadcast on September 11th. And, of course, today is September 11th, 2013. Ed was in Washington, D.C., broadcasting on KFGO on September 11th, 2001. And for many people in the Fargo-Moorhead area, that was the way they got information that day, local information, because Ed was at the Hart Capitol building that morning when not only the Twin Towers were attacked by terrorists, but also, of course, the Pentagon building in Washington, D.C. So it made for a memorable broadcast, and we're hoping that Ed can connect with us here in just a couple of minutes. And I apologize, Ed. I understand you're on the phone. My computer here at Big Iron is not working. So welcome to the Mike McFeely Show. Thanks for calling in.
Mike, good to be with you.
So I'm just going to hand it over to you. I remember that morning for me, in all honesty, the way I found out about it was that I turned on KFGO driving into work, and you were in D.C. sharing your story live with the listeners. Walk us back and tell us your story from D.C. on September 11th, 2001.
Well, my wife and I, we worked together. We went to Washington the night before, and we were going there to work on a farm bill because there were a bunch of farm groups that from the Midwest that were converging on Senate offices to lobby, and there was a number of farm issues there. So we were just going to go out to Washington and do a broadcast out of Senator Conrad's office. And pretty much standard operating procedure. We had done it before. It was fun to go to D.C. You kind of felt like you're in the middle of the conversations, and you could pick up a lot more than you could from the middle of the country. And so we had made a habit of doing that, and we just happened to go there the night before September 10th. It was really eerie. We landed at Dulles Airport and pulled up in the terminal, and there was an American airline plane on each side of us where we pulled up to the terminal. And I, to this day, I've always wondered if that was one of the planes that was involved in the terrorist attack. But that aside, this all unfolded when we were in the Hart Senate building, and my wife and I had actually gone downstairs before the broadcast to get a cup of coffee, and we were coming up in the elevator when the first attack took place. And we were walking down the hallway to Senator Conrad's office, and he's got these glass doors, and everybody was just fixated on the TV. I said, wow, something must be going on. So we walked in the office, and Lori Bader, who was the communications director for Senator Conrad, said, everything's changed. And then, of course, I looked at the TV screen, and there was one of the twin towers had been hit, and there was smoke coming out. And the conversation was early, well, it must have been a general aviation plane or a small plane got diverted or whatever, or didn't know what was going on. And no, it was a terrorist attack, and it was pretty wild. And so we stayed in Senator Conrad's office for a while as the events continued to unfold. We went on the air on News and Views. We were evacuated. We left the Hart building and went outside. And to this day, Mike, I can just hear those sirens. They were in the noise and the screaming. It was just piercing. And I looked across the sky, and you could see this big black smoke just pillaring over Washington, D.C., and that is where the Pentagon had been hit. And the sirens, the noise, the young people who were sitting on the curb that worked in the government buildings were just crying and holding each other. And so I was off the air now. So I ran across the street to a little dry cleaner's place, which was owned by a Chinese family. And they were very nice, and they let me use their phone, their hardline phone. And so I got through to KFGO Studios and was on the line, and I can't remember how the reports went, but I believe I was talking to Jurgi quite a bit. So then we could only use the phone for so long. And then across from this dry cleaners. There's this parking lot, and then there's the Capitol Police building, and I could see a bunch of media people forming over there. So I said, Wendy, let's go over there real quick. So we went over there, and then the next thing I know, we got roped in like it was a murder scene with this yellow lines was, well, you know, they put that yellow tape up around the front of the building, and we ended up just by hook or crook, we just got in the middle of that, and we couldn't get out. And so I was right in the middle of the action of all of these senators coming in, and because they were going to the building for a briefing, and this was all happening within the first 30 minutes of the attack. I mean, things were moving fast. And these jets were flying over Washington like crazy. I thought there might have been a dogfight going on or something. I mean, there was a lot of pandemonium. People just were totally frightened.
And that's the part that when we look back on it now, we know what happened, and we know that there was four planes that ended up going into buildings around the country, and one in the field in Pennsylvania. But at that time, Ed, we didn't know what was going on. I mean, we had no idea whether this was happening nationwide, whether this was happening worldwide. And being there in D.C. for you, it must have been doubly, triply confusing and, as you said, pandemonium, because we just didn't know what the hell was happening.
You know, I've had several conversations with Tom Daschle since 9/11, and Tom and Senator Daschle has been a good friend, and he was whisked away into a security area and detached from what the heck was going on, and this is the leader of the Senate, and he said never again. And I found it so interesting how many key people were out of the loop. And senators were actually coming to the Capitol Police headquarters right next to the Monocle restaurant, right across the parking lot from the Hart building. They were going there to try to find out what was going on. Mm-hmm. And I was standing right there when senators were conversing with one another, trying to figure out, what the hell's going on? What do you know? What do you hear? And everything was happening. So nobody knew where the president was. I mean, and so it was just everybody was out of the loop, and things were happening so fast. And so the command center became the Capitol Police headquarters, and we happened to be roped just outside, yellow taped in with about maybe 50 journalists, all the network correspondents, and, you know, whoever was lucky enough to get in there, because they weren't letting anybody move. And so I told Wendy, I said, well, we're lucky. We're at the right spot if we're going to cover this thing. And, of course, you know, cell phones back then, Mike, are nowhere near what they are today.
Yep.
I mean, the BlackBerry was everybody. That was so jammed up. Some of them worked. Some of them didn't. You couldn't get through on cell phones. Instantly, the word spread that transportation was being shut down. And Wendy and I had rented a car. We normally have a car service, but we had rented a van. And I said, well, the first thing we're going to do is we're not going to get rid of the van. We're going to hang on to that because that's our only escape out of here. And so they had shut everything down so fast, and the country for moments was in peril and did not know. And so it was pretty amazing. And I remember the noise. I remember how hot it was. And I'll never forget my first interview. I ran outside the tape, and I saw Senator Shelby from Alabama, and I went up to him, and I said, Senator, what do you know? He says, I know we're going to hunt them down like dogs because that's what they are. This is a terrorist attack. This is an act of war. That was the first interview I had.
Wow.
And I'll never forget the determined look on his face. And then I, you know, Senator Biden pulled up in a Senate car. He pulled up, and when he got out of the car, reporters were yelling at him, Senator, there's thousands of Americans killed. Do you know? And he turned his head around so fast, like he didn't know that. I mean, it was really, 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 really crazy, really and scary too. But I don't remember. And then
for a talk show host or for a media person, Ed, as you know, and maybe listeners don't understand this, but to be in that place at that time, and I don't want to say that it was a fortunate moment in your career. But that's what we live for. I mean, you know, that's what you do. That's what a lot of people in this business do. And to be in the middle of that action when it was happening and to have those vivid memories, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is. And I did think about that when it was happening. I kept thinking about getting back in touch with the newsroom and telling them everything I was seeing and trying to consume it all and remember it and observe. You become an observer and you try to consume as much as you can and memory bank it as best you can and put it into perspective. And I just think that it's a day I'll never forget, obviously, and it's a series of days that I'll never forget. And Senator Conrad was, I'll never forget how calm, cool, and collected he was. And we got back into the Hart building, into his office after being evacuated. I said, well, I'm going back in. I got to get my radio equipment. I got to go back on the air. And so I went in, and Senator Conrad was in there where there's only a couple of people. And then they evacuated us again. I still have the note that Lori Bader handed me. She was the communications director for Senator Conrad. She handed me a note, said, you need to get out now. They're getting us or they're going to arrest us. And so that's when I pulled the plug on the broadcast. I think they still have some of that archived at KFGO, but we were out of there. And the uncertainty of it all played. It was almost a calming effect because the uncertainty of it all really didn't. You didn't have a signal of which way to react to all of this because there was so much that people didn't know. I don't know if I'm verbalizing that right, but
no. I think you hit it exactly right. That there was just far more questions than answers early on. And then as things unfolded, we learned more. We learned exactly what happened. But in those early stages when you were broadcasting. And I still vividly remember that, you know, you saying on the air on KFGO, we're being evacuated. I got to go here. And the next thing you know, you were off the air. But it's just one of those days that you remember everything from it. And you being in that position, you really are remembering everything from that day.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. That's for sure. I'll never forget it. And, you know, I the emotion of the young people was the unknown was rather shaking to them. But both Senator Conrad and Senator Dorgan, who I was close to on that day, they had tremendous resolve and reserve, and they were very calm about it. And the other thing that Senator Shelby said to me, he says, we knew this was going to happen. We just didn't know when. What? You know, I couldn't believe that. And he said, we're going to hunt them down like dogs because that's what they are. So.
All right.
That's what I remember from the day, Mike.
I've surpassed my window of time that you gave me because I know you have a busy schedule as always, so I'll let you go. Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it, and thanks for the memories.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be on with you.
You bet. Ed Schultz, MSNBC.